This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Both houses of federal parliament start deliberation on government's policies and programs. Lawmakers suggest government to prioritize strategic and people's livelihood-related programs. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda pledges to conclude transitional justice-related bill at the earliest. World Biodiversity Day today. Deterioration of Chure region a major concern for Nepal. And Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky insists Bakhmut not occupied by Russia after a Moscow-backed mercenary group claimed control. Now the news in detail. Both the houses of the federal parliament have begun deliberation on the government's policies and programs. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda presented a proposal in the meeting of the House of Representatives yesterday, seeking the initiation of deliberations on the government's policies and programs for the fiscal year 2023-24. President Ramchandra Powdil had addressed the joint session of both the Houses of the Federal Parliament last Friday and read out the government's policies and programs. Meanwhile, 20 House of Representatives members have registered amendment proposals on the government's policies and programs for the next fiscal year. The government's policies and programs have received mixed reaction from the parliamentarians. The lawmakers have urged the government to prioritize the strategic and people's livelihood-related programs rather than new and ambitious ones to resolve the country's economic problems. Meanwhile, CPN-UML Chair K.P. Sharma Oli has said the government's policies and programs presented for the next fiscal year 2023-24 were beyond reality. Airing his views during the deliberations on the government's policies and programs in the meeting of the House of Representatives yesterday, the main opposition party leader Oli demanded the rewriting of the policies and programs. He said the new policies and programs failed to realize the gravity of the 15th periodic plan and review it accordingly. Likewise, the National Assembly has also begun deliberations on the government's policies and programs for the next fiscal year. Minister for Communication and Information Technology, Rekha Sharma, presented the proposal on behalf of the Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda before the session, seeking discussions on the government's policies and programs. Three lawmakers from the National Assembly have registered amendment proposals to the policies and programs. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has pledged to finalize the bill related to transitional justice at the earliest, forging consensus in the federal parliament and with other stakeholders. Addressing a program in Kathmandu yesterday, Prime Minister Dahal assured that under consideration bill related to transitional justice in the parliament would be endorsed after having clause-wise deliberation on it. He also vowed that the bill would be passed with provision to provide respect and facilities to the families of the disappeared persons, martyrs and injured. The Prime Minister added that the works would be forwarded in order to conclude transitional justice within 2 years. The CPN Maoist Centre has denied any financial irregularities in the payment of the then members of the Maoist People's Liberation Army and other managerial works in the cantonments. Organizing a press meet at the party central office in Peristara yesterday, the Maoist Center said the Office of the Auditor General had already cleared the matter and there were no irregularities in the budget meant for the supervision and management of former Maoist combatants. The Election Commission has sought clarification from the respective political parties, university teachers and universities for their involvement in political parties. The Election Commission has expressed its concerns about some political parties having allocated portfolios of their central members, General Convention representatives and Mahasamiti members to the university teachers. The Commission has acted on a complaint that political parties have provided membership to people involved in teaching in violation of the Political Parties Act. The Minimum Wages Fixation Committee has recommended minimum of 34,125 rupees as the monthly wage for working journalists. A team including Minimum Wages Fixation Committee Chairperson Sangeeta Kharka yesterday met with the Communications Minister Rekha Sharma and submitted a report putting forth the demand. At present, the monthly minimum wage for journalists is 24,600 rupees. In response, Minister Sharma said working journalists should draw salaries that sustain them for a decent living. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Rekha Sharma has said the major responsibility of the government is to protect and further consolidate the republic system. Addressing a meeting of the spokespersons of various ministries in the context of the impending Republic Day in Kathmandu yesterday, Minister Sharma stressed that the indicators of progress achieved since the declaration of republic in the country should be taken among the public. One person has died. One Yarsagumba picker has died in Bajang avalanche. A person who was collecting Yarsagumba died after an avalanche occurred at Thansera of Surma Rural Municipality, Ward No. 2 in Bajang District on Sunday. According to the Assistant Chief District Officer Satya Kumari Joshi, two people are missing while two others have sustained injuries in the avalanche. World Biodiversity Day 2023, also known as the International Day for Biological Diversity, is being celebrated worldwide, including in Nepal today, organizing various programs and events. The day is dedicated to raising awareness and promoting action for the preservation and sustainable management of biodiversity. World Biodiversity Day, observed on May 22nd annually, highlights the indispensable role of biodiversity in sustaining life on Earth. With this year's theme, From Agreement to Action, Build Back Biodiversity, the event emphasizes the interdependence between biodiversity, human well-being, and the need for action to protect and promote biodiversity. The degradation of forest in the Chure region of Nepal has become a major issue of concern. This deterioration not only compromises the biodiversity in the inner Tarai region of Nepal, but also significantly impacts the quality and quantity of fresh water in the outer Tarai region. The Tarai region, also known as breadbasket of Nepal, relies on Chure forest for a steady supply of fresh water for irrigation and other purposes. The deterioration of the Chure forest would lead to the desertification of the Tarai region, resulting in adverse effects on both the livelihoods of the local population and the national economy. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has insisted Bakhmut is not occupied by Russia after a Moscow-backed mercenary group had claimed control. According to the BBC, the Ukraine's president was speaking during a visit to Hiroshima, Japan for the G7 summit. Mercenary group Wagner founder had earlier claimed victory in Bakhmut, but Ukrainian military sources told the BBC they still had control of a handful of buildings on the outskirts of the city. At a press conference on the final day of the summit, Zelensky refused to provide precise details, but he said the city where the war's longest battle has raged since August was not occupied by Russia. Greece's conservative Prime Minister Kyriakou Mitsotakis has won national elections, hailing his party's big victory as a political earthquake. According to the BBC, his centre-right New Democracy Party were heading for almost 41% of the vote, 5 seats short of a majority. His centre-left rival, Alexis Tsipras's congratulated him with his Srijia party set for a poor result of just 20% of the votes. Mitsotakis said the result showed that Greeks had given his party a mandate for a four-year government. With almost all the results counted, Mitsotakis' party was set to win 146 seats, 5 seats short of the 151 required for a majority. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be generally cloudy in the hilly areas of the country and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. Brief rain or thunder showers are likely to occur at a few places of Kosi Province, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and at one or two places of the Madhes Province. Kathmandu's weather report now, maximum temperature of 28.9 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 14.9 degrees Celsius. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Both houses of federal parliament start deliberation on government's policies and programs. Lawmakers suggest government to prioritize strategic and people's livelihood-related programs. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda pledges to conclude transitional justice-related bill at the earliest. World Biodiversity Day today. Deterioration of Churay region a major concern for Nepal. And Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky insists Bakhmut not occupied by Russia after a Moscow-backed mercenary group claimed control. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.